Welcome to Vega's World. It's time to party. And I'm your most excellent host, JC Vega. Thank you all for tuning in. Today's episode is a Thunderbolts review. After all these months, I went to see it in theaters, couldn't get a chance. I finally sat down and watched it in Disney Plus, and I've heard all the stories about this movie, all the praise, all the negativity, and everything in between. Well, we're going to hear from me and my thoughts on this film. And to say that I was excited for this film, I was skeptical, I'll admit. I didn't have a whole lot to think about. I enjoyed the idea of a ragtag group coming together as a unit. Those are always fun. The dysfunctionalness of that. Almost like a Suicide Squad, but not really, because these aren't really necessarily villains, per se, at least for the most part. I know Ghost was the villain in Ant-Man and the Wasp. I mean, John Walker was the villain, so to speak, in Falcon Winter Soldier, but they were more tragic figures, I'll say. Not straight up villains like they are in the Suicide Squad. So very different, but the similar dynamic enough where, like, it's a dysfunctional group coming together. But they each play their roles magnificently. I love Florence Pugh. I mean, it's supposed to be an ensemble, but she's carry the heavy load of this film, as far as, like, she has a lot more of a spotlight put on her, and, like, we start the movie from her point of view. She's on a mission, and, like, I love it that she's doing this mission, and she's wearing, like, a hoodie and, like, sweatpants. Like, she's not even in full, like, special ops, secret ops, spy gear. She's just in that, wearing her little Black Widow gauntlets and, like, combat boots, and that's it. And she's so despondent. She's just like, I just feel this big void in my life, emptiness. I thought it all started when my sister died, and it just got bigger. And maybe I was just bored. I don't know. She's confused about how she's feeling. And, like, you think this is just an inner monologue and, like, that we're getting as an audience, but it turns out she's divulging this information to a guard that she took hostage and, like, tied up. And at one point she, like, scolds him for not, like, paying attention because she notices his eyes shifting off. She's like, hey, are you listening to me? You're not even focused. And he's shaking his head like, yes, I'm not focused. I am scared of you. That was pretty funny. You know, Bucky Barnes is now a congressman. We saw that he was running for a seat in Brave New World, and now he's finally won. And he is such a fish out of water. You know, before a Senate or a congressional hearing with Valentina Allegra De Fonte and how they want to remove her from her CIA position, he's talking to the press, and he just keeps saying that these things are worrying and concerning, and we're going to take care of it because these are worrying. He just keeps repeating himself, and is clearly just not adept to politics and media, and he's better suited as a soldier or a spy, which is what he's done for most of his life, especially, you know, post-Hydra, meaning that he's a sleeper agent, but yeah. And, you know, the Red Guardian, played by David Harbour, Alexei Shostakov, he's living in a crappy apartment outskirts of Baltimore in D.C., and it's a crappy-looking apartment, and his daughter comes to him, and she goes, hey, like, are you satisfied? He's like, oh, yeah, really satisfied. I'm a limo driver. I drive very important people. And then when she talks about quitting, he's like, no, you can't quit. You work for Valentina. I would kill to work for Valentina. And she just said, and she's like, but you said you were happy. He's like, I lied. Yelena, look at my house. It's so funny. I'm sorry I'm breaking into his accent a little bit. It's just so funny to hear him talk like that. Like, but their little moment together in that apartment was so good. Like, the dynamic with everybody in this cast, I really enjoyed. Wyatt Russell, he is so smarmy and such a jerk as John Walker. You get a bit of that in Falcon Winter Soldier now. Like, he wants to live up to Steve Rogers, but, like, he's not Steve Rogers. And, like, the weight of that just, like, destroys him. And even here, like, you just see how, like, of an arrogant jerk he is. While he is good at his job and, like, is tactical and knows, like, how to get those things done, like, he's just not a people person. None of them really are in this film. But, you know, Yelena goes to Valentina or calls Valentina, is like, hey, look, I'm ready for my next assignment. And she's like, all right, great. I'm going to go to this warehouse in the middle of the desert in a secret vault levels below in this facility. There's somebody there who's trying to steal information. Take them out, and then we'll give you your public-facing career. We'll make you a public figure, and you can do that superhero thing, you know. And of course, this is a way to get rid of information on the Sentry Project, which Valentina is trying to get rid of. The Senate's like, you know, after her, like, hey, we know about these experiments. We're going to find wrongdoing. And she's like, there is no wrongdoing. I've done nothing illegal. I'm just here to keep the people of America safe. The Avengers aren't here anymore, and we need to do something about it. And, you know, they all, the U.S. agent, Ghost, the Taskmaster, Yelena find themselves in this bunker. Yelena's confused because, like, John Walker is attacking her. She's like, you're not my target. He's like, you're mine. And turns out Taskmaster is there for John Walker. The Ghost is there for, you know, they're there trying to get each other. And they find that, come to find out that Valentina sent them there to kill each other off. And then she was going to kill off whoever was left standing in, like, flames in this warehouse and destroy them all. So that way no one would be tied back to her and these projects that she had going or any of the ops they were doing. And they have to work together. And they don't trust each other at all. And the little things they do, like, it seems like, oh, they're not going to help. And they end up helping. And it's like, yeah, I really wasn't going to help. But, like, I needed you for this next part. It's like there's a, you know, reluctancy there. And in the midst of all this, Taskmaster gets killed, which I'm going to be honest, I was shocked about. I thought she was going to have a bigger part in this because, like, she's in a little heavy in the advertisements. And, you know, a character with photo reflex could be interesting, but, you know, Ghost takes her out. And I think that's a turning point for Yelena. Like, she even says it at one point, you know, like, we do all these terrible things to people and then we just die. Somebody's going to take us out. And, like, that, I feel like that's, you know, a symbol for her because, you know, Taskmaster doesn't go out in some grand fashion. It's just pop in the head, done. We're out of here. Like, it's over. And that's, she feels like that's where she's headed. She's one day just going to get popped. That's their fate for all of them. And, like, it's very cynical. A lot of them are very, very cynical in this movie. And in the midst of all that, they find Bob, and, like, Bob doesn't know how he got into this, you know, bunker or this secret, you know, facility. He just was, you know, part of this test in Malaysia or wherever. And he doesn't remember anything, but he's there. And then Valentina doesn't even know he's there. Like, she ends up seeing it on the cameras because her secretary, Mel, played by Geraldine Viswanathan. I hopefully said that right. I probably butchered it. If you're listening to this, I am so sorry. But, you know, she's funny as Mel in the little bit she has. Like, at one point, she's talking to Bucky. Bucky's trying to convince her to, like, work with him to take down Valentina, and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, yeah, you do. But, like, here, look, take my card. If you want to, you know, you have a choice in this. I didn't have a choice for the people I worked for, but you do. And, like, you know, she's like, hey, Valentina, like, what if these people you sent to kill each other end up, like, working together? And she's like, ha, they're dysfunctional, antisocial. There's no way they'd work together. And then she shows her, like, the video of them working together to escape, like, the vault. And she's like, who's that guy? And she's like, I don't know. And, you know, come to find out later on that he was part of the Sentry Project, the only one to have survived the project. And so she sees him as a valuable asset. You know, when Yelena's poking around in this facility, she finds the paperwork, like the plans for the Sentry and, like, the suit design and, like, the different hairstyles that they are considering for this figure. You know, the Golden Guardian of the Galaxy, or the whatever the catchphrase was. But yeah, no, like, there are little interactions together, and this vault is so funny and so good. Like, you know, they're distrusting of each other. Like I said, like, they even call out John Walker for killing a guy as his, one of his first public acts as Captain America, and how they all suck at what they do. And, like, a connection between Bob and Yelena happens in all this. Like, she protects him from John Walker, who's getting very upset because he's not getting answers on why he's there. And, you know, Bob kind of alludes to the fact that he's, I mean, they see him walking around talking to himself, and he's just very aloof and aggressive towards John. But he's like, hey, look, John's picking on me. But she's like, you know, he alludes to the fact that there's something going on with him, like, mentally. And how he wants to know how she deals with everything. And she's like, you just stuff it down. Everyone's got their issues. You know, that's the best way to deal with it, in a sense, is, you know, not dealing with it and just getting it stuffed down and moving on. And yeah, I just love that dynamic. And they reluctantly have to work together in order to get out. Like, there's a scene when they're having to, like, go back to back and step up in the elevator. So funny. Especially like the part where like Bob is about to sneeze and he just randomly yells out cucumber, confusing them all. And he's like, it confuses your brain, I've heard. And like John's like, look, give me your baton, Yelena, and I'll pull myself up. Then I'll pull you guys up. And they're like, no way, we're going to fall. How about we spin around? He's like, no, I'm not going to spin around. Just do this. And like, they're just very reluctant again to like hesitant to work with each other, even though they need each other to get out of there. And I just love that dynamic. Like, I feel like Wyatt Russell, I just mixed up like eight different people in that. Wyatt Russell is, I think, one of my favorites in this movie. I mean, they each have strong performances. I'll speak a little bit more about Ghost a little later, but his whole attitude in this whole spot is just so great because he's such an asshole and he has no apologies about it. He's like, well, I did it to save us. And look at that. We made it out alive. And I'm like, oh, you're still a jerk. But yeah, the cucumber bit was so funny. He's like, cucumber, cucumber. And he's like, screw it. He grabs a baton, lifts himself up, and then pulls them out. And, you know, and a lot of this, like, because when they're in the middle of that shaft and they're climbing up and they see the door and they're like, oh, there's no way we can all go up at once. One of us has got to go. He talks about how, Bob, rather, talks about how, like, he always makes things worse. And, like, even John Walker scolds him for his crappy plan. And that's a running theme in this movie. Like, Bob, like, puts himself down. He thinks at one point they should leave him behind because he's not worth anything and he's only slowing them down. And Yelena's like, no, we're not going to leave you. You're coming with us. You'll die down here. And he's like, well, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. And she's like, nope, not having it. Again, you just got to get through this stuff. We've all got our baggage. And that's a big running theme in this movie, especially in this part. Like, we get glimpses of horrible moments in their lives. Like, after the big explosion in the vault, Yelena sees a vision of her first assignment in the Red Room, where she lures a young girl out in the middle of the woods to be shot. And, like, it has to do, like, she sees this vision because Bob touches her hand. And she's like, she sees him in the vision. He sees this vision. They don't speak about it. And, like, when John pulls him up in the elevator shaft, you see a flashback to him sitting with his baby, kind of ignoring his child and reading an article about how he's a disgrace. He was not a good Captain America. And his wife is like, hey, look, I need you here focused. And he's like, you know what? If you don't like what I'm doing, how about you take care of it? And he almost like walks off the ledge. But like Yelena's like, hey, are you okay? And like he sees like this long, like he's got, when I say he, I mean John Walker, U.S. agent, has this long stare and just like this sorrow in his eyes. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm totally fine, even though he wasn't fine. You know, that was really neat to see those little character bits and like showing all their flaws and just these horrible moments that they probably at the forefront of their minds all the time. And still trying to figure out how to escape from this place. That was really fun. The fact that Alexei was Valentina's driver and overhears that they're going to incinerate them, and he ends up, you know, driving all the way to the secret base in the middle of the desert. I love that scene when he comes in. Yelena notices something at a distance, and she's like, they all duck, and they're like, what is that? And the horn starts blaring. And Yelena gets embarrassed, and they figure out it's her dad because he gets out of the car yelling, Yelena, do not go to the vault. They're going to incinerate you. It's your dad. And she's so embarrassed. And he's like just the embarrassing dad. And he's saying all this stuff, trying to get to know like Ghost and John Walker. And they're just like, okay, this guy is weird. And she's like, when have you slept? He's like, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And John's like, I'd really like to stay alive. Can you please not? But yeah, those moments are good, and the scene, you know, a lot of the action, there's a few action sequences, but this film really deals more with the characters, and like they're all having to work out their own issues and overcome that to work together. And I really like that. Like, again, like I love the dynamic with Florence Pugh and Bob, who was played by Lewis Pullman, the son of Bill Pullman, their dynamic was so good, and they have a very strong connection. They relate to each other a lot, and she, you know, tries to protect him, in especially in the vault against Uncle John. And then when they have to fight off like the agents coming in, like Bob wants to help, but she's like, "No, you're not going to help. You just stay behind me. I'll protect you." And she ties him up with like a fire hose to herself. So funny. But yeah, then the Winter Soldier shows up and he's like, "Oh yeah, you guys are really going to try to take down Valentina." And they're like, "No, we're actually trying to get out of here and try to separate. We're not a team." And even though the Red Guardian was like, "No, I'm trying to pull us together. They make a great team. They just don't know it yet." So funny, the dynamic. And then like trying to tell him about Bob and how like he's got these powers and they need to go stop Valentina before she uses those powers. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, if I could say this properly, she is so good. Like, her character is akin to like Littlefinger, I think, in this, with how it's like she's scheming and just using everybody and just trying to use every situation to her advantage. Like, so good. She does this role so well. She's got some quips in there, especially when like Congressman Gary, played by Wendell Pierce, calls her Miss Fontaine, and she says her name is Allegra D. Fontaine. You missing out the D. She is so good, man. She's one of my favorites in this movie. Like, her, John Walker, Florence Pugh are my favorites in this. I really wish they'd give a lot more to Ghost. I mean, she's kind of there, and other than that, like, we don't really get a whole lot of backstory. And I know they say they give her more backstory in Ant-Man and the Wasp, but like, I wish we would dive more into her personality in this, along with dealing with, you know, John Walker or Florence Pugh and her, you know, unwillingness or just her self-loathing and like her confusion and all that. I wish we would have got more to do with her. That's something I wish we would have fleshed out a little more, but I mean, I get we have, you know, runtime and all that, but when they enter the void, though, later on in the film, and like you see, like Yelena has to relive her little friend getting shot over and over again. She tries to protect her, and like they end up fighting back on her and the vision. And she sees, like, you know, a gun assembly contest they did in the Red Room, or when she's being trained to be a Black Widow. I wish we would have saw more of that with the other characters, like Bucky, and like maybe some other, you know, dark stuff from his time in Hydra that we don't know about, or maybe he doesn't remember, or that he's put together, or just other pieces of his struggle, like in the Shame Room, like maybe some sort of guilt after Steve retires and after Endgame and all that, and how he's struggling with his place in the world now post Endgame with his friend, you know, old and gone essentially, or just more of that with the other characters. I mean, it was nice to see a little glimpse of Bob and his backstory and how like he was abused as a child, and his like mom saying, "You're making things worse by trying to step up and fight your dad. Please just sit down." And his dad belittled him, going, "Oh, you want to be somebody? You think you're somebody?" And how like his bedroom was the quietest place in this whole interconnected shame room. That was really cool. And I love the fact that like this is not a big, I thought from the trailers that like we were like, especially the group together, we were going to get this like big, huge, like endless action sequences, but we really didn't get that in this. It was more character driven and more, you know, deep layered relationship stuff. And that really was strong for me. And I really liked that. It was very different from what we normally get, especially in a big team up like this for a Marvel movie. So that was cool. And I think that puts it among one of my favorite movies in the MCU in terms of emotional connectivity. Like, I could relate to Yelena and how she feels lost, or, you know, has a lot of regrets on things, and how Bob maybe like doesn't believe in himself. And like, back to the Julia Louis-Dreyfus, like Valentina, how she uses that, like, cause we get that glimpse of him saying, "Oh, you know, I'm, you should leave me behind," that stuff. Like, Valentina tries to exploit his need to be wanted and tries to use him as the tool to become like the sentry for her and, you know, manipulate him in that way. And she uses that against the Thunderbolts and is like, see, Robert, they think you're less than. You're not worthy to like be with them or be amongst them. You could kick their ass. You should. And, you know, Lane tries to talk him down and talks the group down, but like they try to fight him and he just beats the brakes off of all of them when they interact in the Watchtower, the old Avengers Tower. That was really cool and really fun. I like the humor in this movie is not as bad as other Marvel movies. Like sometimes it could be a little grating, like, I don't know, like jokes like the Avengers broke up, like what, a band? Like some of that, like the Whedonisms that we got in like the last couple of, I mean, since Avengers, let's be honest, it's gotten a little grating. I'm tired of every character trying to sound like Tony Stark, but the humor in this movie wasn't that bad. Like it worked in a lot of cases and it offset, not really offset, it helped bring levity to some of the more grounded, some of the more emotional elements and like the darker stuff in this film, like Bob's mental health and like the child abuse and all that. Like it really helped. It didn't break away from characterization. It felt it was more in line with the characters, even though it still had a hint of, it was still Marvel-y humor in a sense, but it didn't distract from the whole story as a whole. And I really like that. Like I said, this is more of a grounded movie than what I'm used to in the Marvel franchise. And I think, again, it's one of my, it's up there for me in terms like, I don't know if I could really categorize them and all my favorites, but like I liked Endgame. I liked Winter Soldier. That had a lot of emotional gravitas to it. Civil War had a lot of emotional weight to it. But, you know, this is one of my favorites in that. And like, yeah, these are tragically flawed characters. They're not, I mean, Tony Stark was flawed, but like they're not Steve Rogers. They're not Thor. They're not the ideal superhero, or they're not coveted by the people. And they even get rejected after they've been announced as the new Avengers, which why the Thunderbolts name had an asterisk in it. The big reveal at the end was Valentina was like, oh yeah, this is my big plan. I've been working on this for years now. I'm introducing the Avengers, the new Avengers. And you know, like the big press conference, that's the escape, the shame rooms, the void. And like Yelena tells her, you owe us. We own you now. You're gonna work for us. We don't work for you because, you know, we'll turn you in still. But back to the, you know, how minimal this is. Like the big fight at the end, it's Bob against the void. Like he's fighting himself in like his darkness and his inner turmoil, and like the void, the shadow himself, the shadowy self was like, you're nothing. We'll always be nothing. These people don't care about you. You belong in here with me. And like, we're always going to be alone. And, you know, he's beating himself up and like the shadow is consuming him. And Yelena embraces him, followed by the Guardian and everybody else. They all embrace him. And she says, I'm here. And that ends up breaking them out of the shade room, the shame rooms, and like that, the dark void. That was really cool. I like that. And like, yeah, it was really grounded in that aspect. I mean, again, there's some action set pieces like in the vault are the big opening, but there's not a whole lot of explosions and all that. And it's more of the character study. And Florence Pugh is my, you know, she had a lot of the heavy lifting in this movie. John Walker is a sleeper favorite of mine, just how much of an asshole he is, but he still tries to do the right thing. And like, you see a bit of that in the Falcon Winter Soldier, how he wants to live up Steve Rogers and like he's just not able to and just doesn't have the emotional maturity to be what Steve was as Captain America or a soldier in general. But you know, he's a decorated war veteran and you know, he's good at what he does, but still he's just a dick. And David Harbour is a gem no matter what he's in. I mean, I love him as Hopper, but like him as the comic relief in this movie is just so funny and so good. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is, yeah, great antagonist, so smarmy and just so conniving. I love her performance in this. I wish we had more with Ghost, like I said. I wish they had been more fleshed out, especially in the shame room. Like, I wish we would have, again, saw more of that stuff. But overall, though, I think this was a fine presentation. I think this was a fine movie. And I know it doesn't necessarily make the box office they were hoping for, but I think in years to come, this will be looked back fondly as one of the better movies in the MCU. That's a strong claim, I know, but I think it's possible, and I think it's going to be the case, because I think it was a matter of circumstance. It was plugged in between A Brave New World and just, like, overall the fatigue. Not necessarily fatigue, but, like, a lot of misses in recent history for the MCU outside of Deadpool and Wolverine, which was, you know, box office juggernaut and did tremendous business for them. But, like, maybe a little bit of the marketing didn't quite convey. I'm not exactly sure what it was with all that. I don't think the writer's strike necessarily affected that. I know it did in the Marvels, but, like, I feel like this movie will be, in years to come, will be looked at a lot differently as far as quality goes. Because I enjoyed it. I gave it a 4 out of 5, to be honest. I think it's one of the better story beats. Because, like, you know, a lot of it's explosions. It's a superhero movie. And, like, they don't really touch on a lot of deep stuff. And, like, it didn't go super deep. It wasn't like, you know, you get graphic, like, child abuse. But, like, there's emotional weight to it, and I like that. I liked the aspect of that and how they're just a dysfunctional group but still manage to work together, still do the right thing. Like, the little individual character moments, especially towards the end before they get into the void itself when they're helping the civilians, and, like, that sweet moment with the Red Guardian, the little girl. He's like, "You're safe, little one." And then she turns into, like, a shadow dust or whatever. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, just the way that happens, it was so, like, oh shit, gut-wrenching. It's so sad to see his reaction, and just, like, it's the way they do the shadow silhouettes with people is just haunting it to me. It just looks so crazy, and just, like, it's different from the snap. Like, that was jarring and emotionally, like, oh shit. But this was just so crazy, and yeah, I love those little moments like that. And I really do hope that we get a Thunderbolt sequel and we get more Ghost fleshed out, maybe John Walker too, and maybe we see just a little bit more action-y, but, like, I definitely would like to see this group again as a solo, not a solo, because, you know, it's a group, but, like, away from the big Avengers team up, because Doomsday is coming up next. And I love the post-credit scene in this when it said that the Falcon, Anthony Mackie's character, has trademarked the Avengers name. And, you know, they asked Bucky, did he talk to him? And he's like, yeah, I talked to him. Well, how'd it go? It didn't go well. And just Sam Wilson, you know, Sam Wilson's copyright and all that. And what if he's putting his own Avengers team? What does that make us? Because, again, this is all about their shortcomings and how people disregard them and they feel less than. And it, like, it all brings the question, hey, if this is a new Avengers team and they're the Avengers, what does that make us? Are we less Avengers? And we get the tease of the Fantastic Four coming into this dimension. Because if you remember, I think they were in 818. Earth. It was a tribute to Steve Kirby, but yeah, they were a different universe, and now they're coming here, and the next movie is Doomsday. So that was a nice little tease. Florence Pugh and Lewis Pullman, Lewis Pullman, their dynamic together was great. I love the Bob and Yelena relationship. That was fun. And I am curious to see, though, what they do with the Sentry in the next upcoming movies, because at the end of this, you know, in the same teaser, they said that, yeah, he doesn't want to turn to the Sentry, because when he does, the dark shadowy void self comes out and he doesn't want that to happen. So he's just kind of there, like the Avengers or the new Avengers and Bob. It's just so funny. Like, oh, again, the humor in this is just, I don't mean to keep repeating myself, I'm sorry, but, like, yeah, just the humor in this is just so funny. And just Lewis Pullman is so good. I want to see more of that, and I want to see how they deal with that in the future, if he's going to pull out the Sentry and Doomsday, or if they'll wait for another Thunderbolts team-up in the future. I didn't like what they did with Taskmaster, but I get it. I understand the emotional weight they were going for with that and killing her off and, like, trying to show that, okay, that's going to be you guys. If you just keep doing what you're doing, you die off, and that's it. Nothing. But I wish we would have got a little bit more with her. Maybe they'll introduce a new Taskmaster, because I think it's gender bent in this, and it's not Antonia Dreykov. I'm not sure. I'm not that big into. I know enough about comics, but I don't know every little minute character details on things. So that's out of my wheelhouse as far as my comic book knowledge and that. But yeah, I don't know what they'll do with that. I didn't like what they did with Bucky, especially with like him putting his mechanical arm in a dishwasher. Like, I get they're trying to be funny, but like, I don't know, man. Like, I just like, can we stop making his arm a gag for things? Like, he's a war veteran, and like using a war veteran's prosthetic just feels in poor taste. If I do say so, you know, I've heard other people say the same thing, and I kind of agree with that. Like, once I saw this, it was just, yeah, it's not a good look as far as that goes. So yeah, let's get away from that, shall we? What else? I feel like I should have wrote some of my thoughts down to be more cohesive. Yeah, I want to see. I'm curious to see if they'll, you know. Tony Stark was an asshole, right? But in the end, he made the ultimate sacrifice for his loved ones and just the world in general. But he was still that. I want to see if John Walker kind of redeems himself in the future installments. Because, you know, he was the semi-antagonist in Falcon Winter Soldier, though he did try to help out a bit. You know, he's still a model. I hope we see a little bit more of that and maybe a little bit more of a redemptive arc for him in the future. That'll be cool. Hopefully I want to see them maybe strengthen his relationship with Bob, because he just was so not with Bob shit. I mean, he was supportive in the Shame Room, but like, just, I want to see how their relationship develops further in the future as well. But yeah, no, this movie is really good. I think it's one of the better movies of Phase 5. So you should check that out. One other thing I forgot to mention, my favorite scene has to be between Yelena and her father after, you know, the sentry beats them up and they leave. He wants to regroup, and like, they're like, no, we're done. Like, we can't beat him. And she's like, oh no, we suck. That's been a running thing for her too throughout this movie, is the fact that she's, you know, she minimizes their accomplishments, or she's like, we're not good at this. We all suck. And at this point she's at her wit's end with it. And she's like, there's no we, there's no us. We're not a team. You know, it's over. And her dad tries to, you know, come give her a pep talk. And she was like, you know, I needed a father, and I lost my sister forever, and I've got nothing now, and I needed you. And her dad was like, look, I'm not good at this. I wasn't a good dad. I didn't think you wanted me. And she's like, I need you. And he's like, I'm here now. And it's so good, the way he says it, and the look in his eyes when he's like, you know, I'm late, but I'm here, you know, just to, you know, hey, look, I know I wasn't there when you needed me the most in that time, but let me make up for it here. I love that interaction between them right before, you know, stuff goes down with the sentry. That little moment was just so good. And like, they're tremendous actors, Florence Pugh and David Harbour. And like, it's not super emotional, you know, she's not getting super teary eyed, but she, you know, lets out a lot of frustration and how like she's got nothing. And she tries to say, yeah, you know, yeah, we have all got our issues, but you are so strong and you light up any room you've gone into. And he mentions that she was like that before, you know, she went and to be a Black Widow, and she was, you know, an assassin in the Red Room and all, from the Red Room and all that, and that training. He mentions that the reason, like, because the Chesapeake Thunderbolts, whatever the name was, of the soccer team, you know, it's a recurring theme in this movie. And he tells her here, like, the reason you wanted to be the goalie was because you wanted to be there when someone else falls short. And that's a big thrust for her in this moment. And that was what led to, you know, her going out to try to like find Bob in the void, or like do whatever with that, you know, that self-sacrifice, because, you know, her friends think she's dead and all that, but like, they think, no, wait. And they, you know, John talks about what he saw in his vision. You know, that was really cool. That was a really touching moment. I liked that aspect of it. Yeah, that about covers it. You can find me at the JC Vega on all social media platforms. You can find the show, Vega's World Pod, on Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram. Go check out the YouTube page. Like and subscribe there. I've got some fun videos up there right now. Got some new ones coming up centering around Drive 1997 and Orphan Black and some other fun stuff. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Get yourself a Vegas World t-shirt or get yourself a JC Vega t-shirt. One says punk rock. The other says Rainbow Dash. Support your boy. Support the channel. Good night and party on.